For those of you that may be new to the webcomic Beacon, most of our archive is primarily PG-13 rated or above, so keep that in mind when navigating the archives, and clicking some links as well. Thank you.
Now broadcasting the webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 107 of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, and we are hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics hosting and community site at rampagenetwork.com. I'm your host, Fess, and I have with me both Tanya Higgins and Mark Savory with us. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Hello.
Hello.
And we'll try to figure out the title of this show as we go along, but to start us off for the first segment, we have Clive of Pixton, Pixton.com. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Fess.
All right. Pixton is something I saw pop up, I think it was like 3 months ago now, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a few months ago.
And I don't remember how I came across it. Did you send a press release to us or something?
I don't think so. I think I just got an email from you, and it was it was out of the blue, but a great opportunity to talk about our website.
It's not such a site I've ever seen before, so perhaps you could tell us a bit about what the heck Pixton is.
Sure. Well, where to start? I have personally built the website, so it's sort of comes from a very personal place. I grew up reading comics like Tintin and Calvin and Hobbes, The Far Side. My granddad in England used to send us Beano and Dandy and other British comics like rolled up in a cardboard tube. So I grew up loving comics. I definitely suited my attention span more than 500-page novels. Right. And despite getting a degree in biology, I'm a self-taught programmer, so I've actually worked as a freelance web developer for the last 10 years. And all these sort of ideas, including improv theater, kind of converged into this idea of creating a new kind of comic where anyone could be its author. So that necessitated creating some kind of a tool that anyone would be able to use, that would be as easy to use as possible, yet as powerful and versatile as possible. So anyone of any age in any country could collaborate with one another, or sort of create comics in a common medium, I suppose. So 2 years ago, almost to this day, we initially launched Pixton, and we've been developing it. It's been evolving ever since, and it's both online software for creating comics, and it's a global community.
Okay, and audio here. Shoot, did I get real quiet? Shoot, dang it!
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Are you shy?
No, I'm having.
She's neurotic.
No, I just transferred.
Did you tweet?
Over
did you tweet?
No, I didn't.
You didn't tweet, did you? You didn't.
He never tweets. He forgets.
You should have tweeted.
We've completely derailed this show now.
I can carry on if you like.
Actually, you're doing a very good job of kind of outlining, what it's about and how it got started. I appreciate that. You seem to have it together.
Yeah, I mean, there's more. So essentially, we've got three sort of streams. One is Pixton.com, which is the public website. We've got a global community. For personal use, we also have Pixton for Business, which enables businesses to get a commercial license to use the comic images they create in, for example, marketing materials. And then we have something called Pixton for Schools, which is a private virtual classroom for teachers and students. I'll focus on the main website, Pixton.com. So within Pixton, just to sort of describe, the process of making a comic, you basically sign up. Confirm your email address, and then you can just start creating comics right away. And when you start creating a comic, you create it one panel at a time. And everything happens within your comic panel. So you can, for instance, you can design characters. You can change every attribute of a character to choose the hairstyle, change the skin color. You can click and drag to change the height of the character. You can make the character thinner or fatter just by clicking and dragging. There's basically an infinite number of combinations of all the different body parts. You can also move the character's body parts just by clicking and dragging. So you can move the, you know, move them into any position, which is certainly unique.
I've seen that you can actually rotate them around, like the.
That's right. Yeah, you can. We call them 2.5D characters. So there's six positions that a character can be in that kind of 3D space. So you can rotate them around. And then you add props and speech bubbles. The speech bubbles, there are a number of different shapes that kind of draw themselves dynamically around your text. So the goal was to create something that, like I said, was as intuitive and easy to use as possible, while at the same time, you know, having a lot to it.
Right.
And it's been really interesting to see how the members of our community have used Pixyn. It's kind of been an ongoing, you know, feedback loop. When we first launched the website, the characters were actually just little stick figures with bean, you know, bean-shaped bodies, no clothes. Their arms and legs were just lines, and there were only about 5 props. And so now we've got, you know, we've come a long way. The characters have clothing, and their limbs are all fleshed out, and people use it in such wonderful ways that I never could have imagined, and that kind of feeds back on how, you know, we continue to develop it. When I say we, I mean my wife and I. My wife helps me run the website as well. Mm-hmm. And so we certainly, one of our goals as well is to continually evolve and develop and just, you know, explore the boundaries or push the boundaries of this particular type of comic medium.
And
it's interesting.
Let's see here. Since you started, I mean, how many active users do you have that will punch out like regular material? Because I've seen some, which mm-hmm. seem to have series already.
We definitely have, you know, our sort of core users who are on there every day. Some are very prolific, you know, publishing hundreds of comics in just a matter of months. And then, of course, it's sort of that long tail distribution, right, where a lot of members publish, you know, less regularly. We've since we started the website, we've had 100,000 people register, and because we're a very small company, we just sort of are relying on grassroots kind of marketing, you know, friends telling friends about the website. So our traffic has gradually increased. We're now at about 1.5 million page views a month. And we get our members are from we've had visitors from pretty much every country, but our members are from like 160 plus countries, and they represent 40 languages. We've also, you know, we're attempting, because we want to make the website as accessible as possible to people around the world, but obviously we're not in a position to pay translators to translate the website into different languages, so we've used Google Translate. The website actually exists in 44 different languages.
Wow.
So, and if someone creates a comic in another language, let's say someone creates a comic in Spanish, and I'm viewing the website as an English, you know, with my language set as English, then the subtitles appear on the comic thanks to Google Translate, which effectively translate the words. So that's, you know, it's we're very ambitious. we're constantly trying to innovate and sort of think of new ways to achieve our goal, which is to make this accessible to anyone.
Yeah.
We also our members are also of all ages. There are no age restrictions. We do have a number of mechanisms to protect children. There are community-driven rating and reporting mechanisms, and that works really well. We pride ourselves in having a very supportive and positive community, and we've had, you know, I think our oldest member was 90. She actually created some comics about her, you know, her childhood in in the early 20th century. That was really cool.
Huh.
Let's see. I have a question about... so basically everybody's comic that's made using the interface has to stay on there. I mean, it sounds like it's not designed to be... You make it here and you publish it somewhere else. Is that correct?
You make it on Pixton and you publish it on Pixton, so it automatically appears, unless it's a private comic, it automatically appears on the website, so other members can rate it, they can comment on it. If it's an entry in a contest, because we have contests, then people can vote on it. But you can also, you can take it off the site, so you can copy and paste our widget code, either JavaScript or Flash, and paste that into your blog, for example. Or you can click the print button and get a PDF of your comic, so you can print it off really easily.
Okay. let's see. How is the school utilized? I mean, have you had any schools that have utilized this?
Oh, for sure. Yes. We have schools using both the public website and Pixton for Schools. So Pixton for Schools, we designed that specifically with teachers in mind. So it's, the major advantages are that students don't have to have email addresses to have accounts, and it's a private space, so that there are no worries in terms of exposing kids to sort of a public website, I suppose.
Right.
Teachers can create lessons. We have a lesson bank so that teachers can share their lessons with other teachers in Pixton for Schools. They can have, you know, like a due date on the lesson, and then the students submit their comics in association with a lesson. So it's working out really well.
How does the business channel, how has that been going? Has that been picking up steam or?
Yeah, it's been going great. I should say that we actually launched a whole new version of the website on January 1st, so just less than a month ago. Prior to that, in terms of revenue, we had Pixton for Schools. That had been around for about a year, and that is subject to a free two-week trial, and then it's subject to a subscription, which is proportional to the number of people using it and the time period. And it's $1 per student per month or less. So if you have more than 30 people using it, then it's even less. It goes as low as 12 cents, I think, per student. And then on January 1st, we introduced, revamped the entire public website, and we introduced two things. One is the Pixton Plus membership. So when you sign up to Pixton, you are a free or basic member, and I mean, you can do a lot of stuff. You can create comics. You have access to almost everything. If you become a Pixton Plus member for $4.95 a month, or you can use something called Trial Pay to get it for free. I can explain that more if you like. If you become a Pixton Plus member, then you get access to what we call the fully loaded comic creator. So you can group props. So if you can imagine that props are sort of these preset objects, you can group them together into new objects and save them. So it could be a background or it could be an object, and then you can reuse that over and over again. And then there are a number of other features that you get as Pixton Plus member. And then we introduced Pixton Credits. So this is like a virtual currency. And if you're a free member, for instance, you have to spend just a few credits to create a comic. To create a one-row comic strip costs 5 credits. And you can get credits a number of ways. You can purchase them directly for about a cent a credit, but you can also earn them. So, we reward quality content. If people get, are successful with their comics, they're well-rated, they get on our Pixton Top 40 list, they win contests, then they get reward credits, which they can then use to create more comics, to get premium items like premium props and hairstyles and stuff like that. You can also use credits to print, to download comics. So we introduced these mechanisms, because of course we need to be able to run the business. So right. this covers our costs, or at least that's the hope.
That's kind of a general online model for like a lot of like browser-based game sites,
yes.
Star Pirates or whatever that one is.
Absolutely, yeah. Social gaming.
Second Life, I guess. Kind of like Second Life, isn't it? I don't even have one life. Exactly. I can't get a second one.
If we could try, that'd be an interesting show to do a topic on Second Life. Oh man,
yeah. Yeah. So it's a little
Drama City.
In terms of the business model, though, it is along the lines of those other websites in that you have, the sort of freemium model, which is where you get most of your stuff for free, and then for those who want it, they can get more.
Right.
You can have a very fulfilling experience without spending any money, and then the virtual currency system is also, I think, it's only growing in popularity. And it's sort of associated with microtransactions and basically pay per use, right? So you don't have to spend $100 or $500 to buy software anymore. You can spend $5 and just pay as you go.
Makes good sense.
Well, fun. Do you have like an idea of what your average age of user is?
Well, the ages of our users, it really varies. I would say, though, because we have our Pixum for Schools product, and that has sort of brought us a lot of members onto our public site. There are a lot of people who are, I would say, under 19, but there are also plenty of people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s.
Hmm.
And we certainly, one of our goals going forward is to demonstrate that the website really is appropriate for people of any age, not just because of the fact that comics aren't specific to any age group. We've tried, in all of the character attributes and the props that we've drawn, we've tried to use a style that isn't going to sort of limit its appeal to a certain age group.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that adults and kids alike can have fun with it.
Well, as a quick aside, this actually would be really useful for special needs programs where mm-hmm. they do storyboards rather than, like, my son, when he writes essays because he can't write, mm-hmm. they do picture boards where he puts together the pictures to tell a story. And this would be perfect because he'd have, far more range as to what he could do and what he could express.
For sure, and Pixum is actually certified on smart boards and Promethean interactive boards, so it's great to put on those big interactive screens, and it's really sort of larger than life and very physically interactive. So I think that's really, appropriate for special needs. Definitely.
That's excellent.
I'm going to quick check our chat rooms to see if there's any direct questions, but I'd never bank on that. We barely get. I mean, they usually end up talking about. I don't even know what they're talking about right now.
You don't want to know, mostly.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's best to.
Yeah, they're talking about their own thing in there. I think. why are they talking about
making plans to go see a movie or something?
They use us as background noise.
Yeah, background noise. Yeah. it doesn't look like there's any questions from the chat room. And it certainly seems like, the site is obviously being utilized, and you probably have a lot of people that are comprising props and using the limitations, so to speak, what mm-hmm. are there, and essentially jerry-rigging it. It's like a lot of people will mm-hmm. squeeze every little bit out that they can.
And I think that's really important. I think that really any, art form, if you will, has inherent limitations, and really, it's sort of... the artist's part of the artist's job is to explore those limitations and use them to their best advantage. And I think that people really find ways to use it really successfully.
Well, alrighty. Well, we are at the end of our first segment. So, Clive, I thank you very much for coming onto the show and talking to us about Pixton?
Pixton, yes, it is. Right. Yes.
And I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much for having me, Fess.
And again, that's at pixton.com, PIXTON.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on the Rampage Network, a webcomics host and community at rampagenetwork.com. Don't forget that we broadcast our shows live. Tune in on Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern at webcomicbeacon.com/live. Join our live chat room. Visit our forums for unified discussions on latest topics, collaborations, projects, events, or contests at webcomicbeacon.com/forum.
Said, don't say any naughty words.
Okay, yes.
I thought that was only in the first portion. They're all excited we can talk about boobs now because the BG part's done.
For those of you who are still listening to the webcomic Beacon that may have gotten this link from somewhere else, the majority of our content is PG-13+. to R in some cases.
So you know.
And to anyone else who's listening, there may be additional content popping up or links to other content in this show, which will not be PG rated. So please keep that in mind.
Or G rated.
I don't think we ever have anything G rated.
I don't know. I'm here. Like, I don't know.
Oh, kinda Mark.
G. I'm kind of G.
Oh.
Well,
I mean, I'm not Mick G. I'm not that bad. I'm kind of G.
Well, I suppose
my comic is G, isn't it?
You have a robot running around yelling kill, kill, kill. Oh. So
well, and you do have the Lady Jogger, which at least is an intent PG. You know,
I guess
is lust a G thing? I don't think so.
I don't know, it could be.
Well, it's not really lusty sounding. When it happens, it's. Yeah, really. The way Mark handles it, it's just kind of, they don't. It's how it's handled in a PG
movie. Watching her.
They are watching her
in an appreciative manner.
She's distracting.
Hubba hubba.
With the hubba hubba. So it's at least PG. I mean, that'd fly on like Pixar. You'd be okay.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Mark is going off, and it's too quiet. I can't hear what he's babbling about now.
You think I might be G+?
G plus, yeah, that's called PG.
PG minus. Do you think it might be in there?
My daughter likes it.
One that's reading the graphic.
Mark, you're awfully quiet.
Yeah, you've gotten very quiet.
Me?
Yeah. Like your mic went quiet.
Oh, did it?
Not you as a human, but just the.
Yeah, Mark, you're quiet.
Am I? I had a great week this past week with
Mike. Mark, why did I call you Mike? Mark.
I think you were talking about
his
mic.
It's on your end.
No, you're the one that's quiet.
No, because it's me as well.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you. Let me say here.
We're going to spend most of the episode talking about Mike being quietly.
Then the rest of the time we're going to talk about Mark and whether or not he's rooming with me at PenguinCon. What the hell was that? Is that an answer?
I had a great week with the Grotchbot this week, as Mark tried to kirk the Grotchbot and was almost successful. So you see, you learn things from watching Star Trek. I'm just saying, you learn important stuff. You never know when it comes in handy. Might have a Grotchbot coming after you, you know, and you might need to defend yourself. And Mark tried to use a Kirk logic trap to stop the Grotchbot. He was almost successful too. So there.
Maybe I should have tried the truth line conundrum.
What did I forget? Michael nailed it. He called it something, and I don't remember what it was. It's like a logic Mobius strip, so to speak. It's like you trap the computer in a circle of logic.
Right. And then it explodes.
Yeah, because they always do, don't they?
Like that one episode of Star Trek where they come to that planet with all the numbered robots and such.
Yeah.
I forget what episode that was.
That one is the, yeah, that's IMUD. See, I know this. But it was, he didn't really talk the robots to death on that one.
There was a Twilight Zone, wasn't there? Were they? No, they didn't talk it to death. They got freaked out and killed it. That's different.
That is different.
That's different.
That's very different. Do you know what talking is, Tanya?
I do. Yes.
Michael, he nailed it. He called it the, classic robot logical paradox maneuver. And I like that. I'm going to steal that from him. It's the classic robotic logical paradox maneuver.
I like it.
Which Kirk used on no less than 3 occasions.
Or war games where, you know, it couldn't win at tic-tac-toe and then just died.
We didn't just die, just came to a logical conclusion. The only winning move is not to play.
Is not to play.
Yeah. Right. But this way, you trap the robot in such a way that it can't operate and it overloads and shorts out. Mm. See, like Nomad thought he was perfect, but Kirk was able to prove, no, you're not perfect. Look at all the mistakes you've been making. And the robot couldn't handle it.
Right. Now, see, that seems more like an ego collapse. That's not so much a logical conundrum as an ego collapse.
Or he Landru.
Got full of himself.
Landru is supposed to was supposed to protect the society that he was controlling, and Kirk said, "Hey, guess what? You're not protecting the society. You're making it stink." And the robot couldn't, or the computer couldn't handle that. Things like that.
I think we should have an episode once we have open episodes to have a robots. Episode basically.
We need a robot. It's been a long time.
I don't think we specifically did a robot webcomics thing. Of course, we'd have to bring up the more adult one, just because to add to the list. But more on that in another show. So as we were talking earlier, the basically to make the comic is utilizing a form of Flash, as I'm not sure if he mentioned that, but I did ask him before the show, and I didn't want to use the entire episode to talk about Pixton in general, but we got a lot of good information, and it went well, actually, and I was kind of worried about stretching content, so I was looking at what else could we add to the show. So I was thinking about there's other comics out there that people will use. I mean, sometimes people will draw in Flash. I don't know why. It's a digital drawing method, I suppose. But some people use Flash more as how Flash is designed to, like, where you have they have like their heads, and then they can edit little pieces of the heads. But essentially, it's the same exact shape. They don't need to redraw it. Each panel, sometimes they're posable, where they'll just move their arms and such. So it looks essentially it looks essentially copy paste, even though it's basically kind of like a model, and that's kind of like how Pixton is. It's a model, very very posable model, and very very editable model.
It's like digital color forms.
Yeah,
isn't Toy Story done in Flash? For some reason, I thought Toy Story was done in Flash, and I know that she's also done some, they're almost Flash games. Like, she has one where it's like a paper doll.
Are you sure you have that right? Toy Story is a digital animated movie.
Or do you mean my cardboard?
Oh, no, that's the wrong one. No, hold on, I have the wrong...
Yeah, that's CG.
Wow, I have the wrong one, because this is an adult comic. Toy Division.
The
little Nazi Cupid doll.
Remember, some of these links are not PG appropriate.
Are they still making Toy Division?
You know, I the last one was December 15th.
Oh, okay.
So kind of. And I know that she's also done like a little Flash paper doll thing where, you know, you can give her different clothes and things. And if you give her jewelry, she gets naked, but it's
what the oh that sounds
so
terrible.
They use Flash to make her Flash.
Yeah, but yeah. I think she yeah
we're not
but
linking that
also,
one.
I think she also draws the comic in Flash. I thought she did. I could be wrong.
Flash does have what is that where you have where you draw a line and then it'll calculate and round it out so that it's
smoothing. Vectors.
No, that it yeah vectors.
It'll do the vector smoothing. Yeah,
yeah, vector smoothing. That's another thing where. It basically makes the line an algorithm, and you can infinitely bigger or small in the size, and it'll be, you know, it won't anti-alias and screw
up. You can create in vectors. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's a good thing, but I wanted to mention some website, some comics that, I was trying to get some links to some comics that did do this, and I'm fairly certain that Jack of All Blades at jackofallblades.com is done in Flash. I mean, there's a lot of copy paste appearance anyway, which leads me to believe that it is a Flash comic.
Most of what I see people using Flash for is an interface, or at least they seem to be Flash based. I could be totally way off on that, but there's a few that I think I want to say it's Centropolis. Centropolis.com. It's about little robots, and it's I think we've talked about it before or mentioned it before. I'm sure I have. Where it's all a Flash-based thing that you sort of navigate through, or it seems to be Flash-based. It's all motion. You move through the panels and stuff like that.
Trying to find that. Centropolis Entertainment Films Home.
Yeah, I think that's the little robot comic.
It looks like a review. I don't think this is right.
No, it must be the different thing.
Centropolis is, it looks, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a little robot city with little, and they're cartoony looking robots and stuff.
Well, we'll try to find that. Another comic that is made, that somebody told me is made in Flash is, and it looks like it because the heads are pretty, it looks like they're saved, is Honorary Boy, which is definitely not PG. It's got swearing in it. And let's see here. But I'm trying to post these in the chat rooms as well. And I'm fairly certain that Times Like This is in Flash as well. I could be wrong, of course. Me wrong, imagine that.
Never. Never happened.
Cybertropolis, that's what it is.
Oh, that's a bit different.
Cybertropolis.com. Yeah, I've seen a couple of things like that where you move through the panels, so to speak. You know, they're like constantly shifting like a slideshow or something. It's weird. But
trying to find that website.
Cybertropolis.com. Cybertropolis. And they have some cute little comics on there. I don't know if they've been updated regularly. I can't tell, but they're kind of cool.
Okay, it's mostly I'm clicking right on this one.
Yeah, and it sort of slides over and.
Okay, well that's certainly a Flash-ish interface, and it's possible probably also done in Flash as well. You know, alternate methods of making a comic and alternate methods of presenting a comic. So I'm putting all those links in here for people to go ahead and check that out. Tanya, how's your eye doing?
Yeah, how are you doing?
It's actually not so bad. It's sort of improving, which is new. That's
they had to do a Borg thing on you with the needle and the stuff and the.
They did do Borg things with needles and stuff, and it was.
Oh God, no! Not that scene. Oh.
I was just to like Picard in that crappy movie.
Yeah, it was really rather unpleasant, and I didn't like it. And then I had little acid drops that I had to stick in there every 2 hours for the last week and a half, which was awesome.
It helped, though.
It seemed to, yeah. And now I'm back on steroids, which is awesome because I'm nauseous all the time. But but they're working, so I can see and I can keep my eye open for several hours at a time now, which is good, plus. Good.
Hooray!
I'm super psyched. Yeah. So, I might be normal again by PenguinCon.
Well, we hope so.
Which, if you remember, last PenguinCon, I was wearing sunglasses the whole time because it had started about a month before then.
Yeah, so you were doing the whole Matrix thing.
Yeah, it's been almost a year. It sucks.
Oh, so, Tanya, get better, Tanya.
Aww.
Well, I'm trying to think of a good joke, but I can't really think of it. You know, I mean, it's really bad. It's about, you know, when you stare at somebody with daggers in your eyes or something like that. And I was kind of thinking,
yeah, I'm not really that kind of person.
No, but you know, you've had daggers in your eyes.
In the chat room that you still haven't answered whether or not you're going to room with me.
Mark.
Who, me?
Yes, Mark.
I think I would get my own room just to be on the safe side. What chat room are you in? I'm on Instagram. They must be on the talk show.
What
chat.
Do you mean the safe side? We're not going to maul you.
Yeah, and they're yeah.
We. I like that.
No, my husband will be there.
See now.
We're married. We don't have sex. It's fine.
Right. That's too bad. Hans is not going to be there this year.
No.
But well, yeah. I still have to. I have to get my plane ticket and all this stuff. I got to try and do that this week. Get that all squared away.
All right. Well, if ever you decide to save money, it'll either be you or someone else staying with us, because it's not like we're just going to do it alone, so.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You mean stay in the room, right?
Yes.
But yes. Possibly the other one, too. Who knows?
No!
Oh,
that's
you don't
not
do...
at all what I'm getting at. It was just me sleeping, I
But
swear.
You didn't outright, you know, deny that there wouldn't be a possibility, so I'm having fun with that. In any
both
case...
Both hands on the keyboard, both hands on the keyboard, mister.
In any case, I will let you guys know what registration is going to cost for you guys. Okay. I'm already taking $10 off at least of each of your admissions. I'm going to be paying for all of us to begin with, just so you guys don't have to worry about it. I'm just waiting for a payment from Horatio for, you know, working for the Rampage Network, and then I'll be buying that. So.
Oh, this is where everybody is hanging out, in a talk show chat room.
Yeah, I don't know why they're over there.
Another.
Because Ustream is glitchy with my computer. That's why I'm over here. So.
Okay. Well, all right.
But we're gonna go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, news and such.
Have news, questions, comments, or advertising inquiries? Transmit them to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com or dial 1-320-310-0922.
Opening up the room for anyone else. If anyone else needs a room at PenguinCon, let me know, because we have an extra bed.
Mark, are you seriously going to just go alone?
I usually do. That way I can sleep when I need to sleep, and I can, you know, whatever.
Well, all right.
I understand.
I'm old. Old people do that.
You're not that old. I don't remember how old.
How old are you, Mark?
I feel very old.
No. How old are you?
I'm old.
Will you just give me the numbers? Damn it.
God damn it. I'm just an old curmudgeon. And yeah, I'm my social security.
Tanya, how old are you?
I'm 36. I'm going to be 37 in a couple months.
Mark, how old are you?
Old enough.
Ah.
All right.
My husband's 42, I think. He might be 41.
That's kind of stuff that you should know.
The answer to life.
Oh, wait.
He doesn't know how old I am. This is great. The last time my daughter asked how old I was, right? And I, you know, I was being coy. I said, "How old do you think I am?" And she looked at my husband, and he thought about it, and he guessed wrong. And then my daughter guessed right. And so, you know, I did the, like, playing like he was in trouble because he didn't know my age. And he actually answered, "I can't help it. I'm dating so many women, I forget these things."
Some of the content of this podcast is not necessarily PG. In fact,
oh,
it's usually not.
There you go.
But,
goodness gracious sakes alive.
All right. So, okay, here we go. Here we go. Let's open up our What am I looking at? Looking at our email. That's right. If you have a question, comment, or whatever, if you have a question, comment, concern, feedback, hate mail, a milestone, send an email to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. And it's likely I'll at least I get back to everybody that emails us, unless it's just saying that has like a question, like an in general question about the show or whatever. If you just drop in a milestone, I typically don't get back to you, just because we get those a lot. And I'm gonna scroll back to take a couple of looks to see what we have going on here. We got some interesting stuff coming up in the next month, I know. But before I get to that, I need to look at... We didn't get a whole lot of milestones this time. But we do have a one that was sent in. Let's see here. Hey, Alone in the Crowd is officially 2 years old. And that's at AIAcrowd.com. So congratulations on that. There is nothing else that is in our inbox relating to that information. However, if you go to webcomicbeacon.com, you can go ahead and click on... Wait, what was I going to tell you people? Yes. Webcomic Beacon is on Twitter at, Webcomic Beacon. And we're also on Facebook. If you go to our website and click on the Facebook link next to Twitter, you can join our Facebook fan page. I typically will post when we have new content or information and such. The Twitter and Facebook account are linked. So because it's been requested, we have a Facebook fan page. And
so there.
Yeah, so there. Darn it. let's see here. The broadcast calendar. Let's take a look at things we have coming up in the next couple of months. Most of these are penciled in, but I believe they're pretty much going to be happening. Let's see. February 7th, Avatars, Self-Insertion. We should be having Jilly Fu, who was on the show before, as well as Jules Rivera, which has been on the show a couple of other times, and she also has a column or an article on this site, on a comic site, and her article is called Naked Came the Webcomic. Mm-hmm. And so she's makes posts and such that are of interest.
Yes.
And hopefully that'll be a really fun episode, and I think it will be, because the title of that episode is going to be It's All About You! So we're going to have some fun, and probably ragging on people, too. And coming up, we're looking to get Megan Michelle Gedris, who does Yumi, and I Was Kidnapped by Space Pirates, from Outer Space, and Jenny Breeden, as well as Gina Biggs in the next few weeks, so that should be fun.
It's a very estrogen-infused schedule there.
Well, I was originally going to try to get them all in one show, but it just worked out better the other way.
Tackles insanely. Okay.
Ben Carver.
Hello, little girl.
And Ben Carver.
Some candy.
No, Ben Carver popped in. He sent me a message saying, yeah, ragging on people that aren't me. let's see here. Some other things that are coming up. We're probably going to have Eric, a.k.a. Dromos of Xern. We're going to be talking about misappropriating genres. yep. It is directly an idea because he always gets upset when I keep referring to transgender comics as fetish comics. And to be fair, okay, no. It's like, so we're going to be talking about misappropriating comics.
That would be the wrong term.
I can't imagine why anyone would get bent out of shape by such a thing.
I don't know why. It's like I play the devil's advocate of ignorance, or I just
That would be almost a hell of a hardcore fetish if you're going to get
trained. That's almost... like deciding that female webcomics are fetish comics because some people dig chicks. Like, that's just not right.
Yes, to be fair, I'm wrong. Okay. And I don't know why I keep bringing it up. I don't know why. It's probably because somebody else.
That is almost as wrong as the 8 years of the last presidency.
Anyway.
And that's pretty damn wrong.
We'll probably, if Tanya wants to do a little bit more focused, like niche topic, comic okay. genre or something like that. I don't know, maybe political comics could be one of those, or like a Republican comic, actually, if not political, but like specific is what you're saying, right?
Right.
Very specific. It doesn't have to be that. You had a different idea as well. So,
I'm trying to nail it down.
Yes.
Basically, I want an excuse to have Steve from Tree Lobsters on.
Well, all right. Also, I'm going to try to get Linkara on, who does a Top of the Fourth Wall trade comic reviews, where bad comics burn. Apparently, I did have him on the show before. He does Lightbringer, which is part of the Crossover Lord comic series, which I've brought up before, and I've had him on the show before as Louis Luvog, if I'm saying his last name correctly. I had no idea they were the same person.
Alrighty, so, then.
It was funny because it's like, hey, I'm going to try to get this guy on. It's like, hey, I've been on the show before, you know? I was like, oh yeah. So, I are professional.
Yeah.
In any case, I'm recording. I am recording. Awesome. So.
So.
PenguinCon.
Oh, boy. I've got a few ideas of stuff to get made. But I have to actually get off my ass and make stuff.
The only thing I'm bringing is business cards. That's it.
Yep.
This is not a promo tour for me, I'm afraid.
No?
No, because I'll still be just getting back on my feet, so
I'm
not going to bother until the year after.
I'd like to at least have a t-shirt, if not two.
Yeah.
And some buttons. I have some ideas, some real body stuff. But I don't
know. I know I've got at least one panel that I'm doing. I don't know who I'm doing it with, but on statistics. Interpreting webcomic statistics.
So. Well, good. We need one of those.
I think so.
I sure as hell do. I look at my stats every day. I don't know what the hell they tell me, except there's not very many people visiting the site, relatively speaking.
Advertising.
I'm like, well, what the hell is this number? I don't know.
Why yeah.
Who knows?
So I'll help you.
There's also a webcomic Beacon panel that's going to be scheduled, too.
Oh, I assumed that there was going to be a Beacon
panel. All right.
Yes, I'm not on any other panels. I would like to be.
Well, tell him.
I will. So there.
Just show up and be like, hey, I'm supposed to be on the panel.
You know, I've done that at other conventions. I mean, not just shown up, but at other conventions. I've gone through the panel list ahead of time. And PenguinCon is actually pretty good about listing their panels early. And if you contact whoever's running that panel and say, hey, this is what I have to offer to the subject, a lot of times they'll include you. It's a good way to get out there.
Yeah, panels are
market
good.
Market yourself, Mark. Market yourself.
Well, all right, sister.
You are so cute.
Okay. Yeah. It turns out that the idea I had for like making like a cooking or holiday cooking comic isn't really going anywhere. It really isn't.
We need to get the cookbook cooking.
Yeah, we do.
What's up?
I still need to draw my share, which is going to be it's mostly joke and not really helpful as far as cooking, but it's the only idea I have. But apparently a different project that I came up with on Twitter is kind of undergoing, though I don't know if they're all actually drawing them. They could be all just, you know, screwing with me. But,
yeah, I'll do it, sure. They just, like,
A lot of people know who you are, who are working on this. There's no room for any other people for this project. But here's the pitch that I gave after I basically just said I had this weird comic idea. I could use like 12 artists, and so a bunch of people emailed me saying, "Hey, I'm kind of intrigued. What's up?" And it's like the idea is this: there are 12 characters, very similar characters. They are brother and sisters. In fact, the story starts right after a long journey from one country to another, where they are basically bought and shipped in tightly packed container. When they arrive, they are brought inside a house and are left alone for a bit. They break out and they try to figure out what's going on and try to escape. Of course, they face many perils. Yes, this is the adventure of a box of cookies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they were joking with you. They were.
You know, sometimes I wonder, when you close your eyes, what happens in there? And then I think I don't want to know.
So several people are saying that they're working on this and that, like they're calling types of cookies they want to do, and I'm really curious to see how this is going to work out. So this could be content for that cooking book. Who knows? I don't know. It could just be food is the theme. I don't know. But I do want to thank the Best Effect, the people who do the Best Effect. They're the only ones who've submitted something so far, a 4-page actual recipe cooking comic they sent. I'm going to figure out what we're going to do. If you have an idea, a strip, a page, or more of some sort of cooking comic idea, how-to, or just funny, email us, and we'd like to put it together. I really wanted to try to get something put together and printed through Kablam by PanguaCon. That would be really awesome. So I'm really going to try to push this and try to get more people to do it, and that does mean getting my butt in gear and getting my thing done.
I haven't done anything either, but I haven't done anything really at all. So, but I can see now, so,
so there's
there is hope.
That's one thing I'm hoping for PangoCon to have something there. There will be 3 tables for us. That I'll be made in charge of, I guess. The Webcomic Beacon, Jenny Everywhere, and the Rampage Network. The Rampage Network is going to... Horatio's going to try to be there. I'm not sure if he can. If anybody's listening, I'll go over this on the Rampage Network Community Podcast as well. But if any Rampagers are listening, if you got any merch that you want to sell and you're not going to be there, you can go ahead and give... you can email the community director... or community@rampagenetwork.com and let us know, and we'll put together a compilation table, as well as I know there's going to be some people that are actually going to be there. Alex Heberling, who does Garanos, is going to be there again. There's a lot of other people that are going to be going there, especially of the Wagon Webcomic Battle Trading Card Game. In fact, a lot of them are going to be there, it sounds like. So it should be really fun. I mean, as far as... webcomics conventions go, I mean, this one's actually really picking up and is having a larger webcomic presence. Maybe not the high-tiered people like at Webcomics Weekend. But hey, we still count. We still matter. Everybody, you know, good job.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
It will be fun.
Yeah. Maybe I'll just bring Squidwork stuff. I could sell stuff for my squid buddies at PanguaCon.
You squiddies, even though you have reservations about, communities, and you're bringing up
reservations about communities
or whatever it was you're talking about.
I have no reservations about
collectives. Collectives was what it was.
That was a little different. This is more of a comic co-op. It's not like we're all. It's different.
It's still a camaraderie.
Oh, yeah. I have no problems with camaraderie at all.
Hooray!
It's generally, I like being very free with my content and knowing that I can be a control freak with
free!
It.
Free!
And only be associated with, certain types of other comics. And I don't know. I'm picky. I'm weird. But Squidward's like, hey, what are you doing this week? Awesome. Like those elbows. And then you move on. And how do you do those feet? They're so cool. And it's more learning from other artists and talking about boobs.
It's certainly a different it's like live. Okay.
But just another day at the office then.
Yes.
Sort of talking about boobs.
Our meetings are so fun. Any comic artist actually in the Colorado area, you should look up Squidworks, squidworks.com, and come to a meeting or two or four. They're fun. Extra plug.
There were other things I wanted to talk about, but I just can't think of them right now.
So are you bringing any merch? What are you bringing, Vess?
Me?
Other than the book and stuff, did you have anything for PSI?
Right. I don't have anything for... I don't think I'll ever have anything for PSI ever again. Maybe not ever again. There's nothing, it's not marketable.
Well, you can have business cards and flyers.
Yeah, but that's not something to sell or anything. I mean, I can give, hey, I'm just some jerk off with a webcomic that is so effed up that Most, I don't think anyone can follow, but I will be bringing I will be bringing a When Casting Calls. It's the only, okay, it's not the only technically, but it's available on Kablam or what is there? Indie Planet. It's a Jenny Everywhere comic that I helped print through Kablam, and there are technically a couple others out there. But not that you can find, really. There is one in Spanish that has Jenny has a cameo towards the end called Super Wolf. And I'm trying to find it. I had it just here somewhere. Yep, Super Wolf. And, okay, that's all I can read. But the guy who does it does know English as well, so he's the one who emailed me about it. So I have that. So she shows up in that. There's also another one I saw, which I was not able to get a copy, but I have a picture of the cover, so I know it exists. Somebody, I think it's like an Ashcan type of comic, but so there's some printed out there, but there's not really a whole lot that you can just get. I'm just kind of blabbing. I don't know. I think we're done.
Well, you'll have to send me links to like the button stuff and the t-shirt stuff, Tanya, so I can.
Oh yeah,
I have a couple of ideas.
Yeah, the button stuff, and then I'll send you. I think I will go the my t-shirt rates.
Yeah,
from the guys that I was getting from. So I don't know if you have those rates, but those rates still stand. So.
I'll probably just bring like robot stuff.
Yeah.
Because Autumn Lake stuff doesn't really sell, but Grouchbot stuff may. People may like some Grouchbot stuff.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be having business cards. So.
I still have a bunch of those left, and.
Yeah, bring last year's stuff. You might as well.
I may bring some flyer sized versions of that robot poster I made, but I don't know if I want to drop the money on it, because you have to lug all this stuff, ship it. I guess I could do that.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. Might be just cheaper to lug it.
Well, I'll be driving.
Good. I'll mail it to you, and you can. I'll have it all shipped directly to you, and you can bring it.
Yeah, that could work. It won't mind me. So that's pretty much it for this week of the Web Comic Beacon. Next week should be. Man, I really am just bringing women guests on for the next 5 weeks.
It's just chicks.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's
chicks
wrong with
as
that.
As far as the eye can see.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So, in any case, thanks to everyone. Thanks to everyone who came to the chat room. Remember that we are co-casting the Webcomic Beacon live at TalkShoe and Ustream. You can go to webcomicbeacon.com/live to basically, pick your poison, which one you want to go to. And, let's also not forget that this week on the Webcomic Beacon, this episode is brought to you in part by PH Factor at phfactor.ws, your source for steampunk accessories and such as goggles. And
either monitors.
Yes. And Palupo of... Well, Palupo.com, a webcomic by and for criminals. And the banner is sponsored by Sometime Alone at sometimealone.com. And so those are our advertisers for this week. And if you would like to sponsor an episode and get a 30-second bump at the beginning of the show and at a break, as well as a 468x60 banner in the actual post itself. Check out webcomicbeacon.com/advertise for such options and opportunities. I wanted to mention this. I emailed you guys a copy of that article that I'm writing for improving one's website.
Yes.
Now, I believe that is very much different from Brad Geiger's article, mostly because I only remember a couple of bullet points from his article. And this is also a compilation from when we had other people on the show talking about website design.
So you're saying you may or may not be ripping off one of the most...
I'm telling you I am not ripping them off. I am telling you I'm not ripping them off. There were a couple of bullet points that I remember that I utilized, and mostly it's...
So you're only partially ripping off one of the most...
It's information that's out there already.
And the nicest guy I've met.
He is, and also... Also, that article was paired with a hot seat, so he had visual demonstrations as well. I am not doing that. It's merely a text base. It's like 5 pages.
All right. So just giving you hell.
I've also submitted it to several people for peer review to make sure. So, and I will be adding some of their bits as well, and they, of course, will be credited for, being, peer reviews. I didn't hear anything back from you guys.
That's not true. I wrote you back.
Oh, that's right. You did write back, but Tanya didn't.
In your face.
But it's probably her eyes.
She can't see things. It's actually so hard for me to, be at the computer for any length of time.
We'll print it out, maybe.
I could do that. I'll print it out at work.
Print it out and read it on a tablet, on an iPad thing.
Yeah. I think I'll probably just take the paper. It's glowing. That seems to be the problem with the eyeball. It's the glowing.
Anyway, this has been Fess of the Webcomic Beacon, and with us has been, Tanya?
Yeah. Do I get to say my URL? I'm not sure if it's still okay.
Go ahead.
This is Tanya Higgins of daisiesandshit.com.
And this is Mark of autumnlake.com.
Thanks to everyone once again who's come to listen to us live, and be sure to come in next week.
That's all for now. Tune in next time at webcomicbeacon.com.
Excuse me. So, hey, I'm me. I make noises.